Avoid the traffic. Listen for reports all morning and whenever there's an accident on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Mr. Crowley.
You knew at some point this morning as Joe Crowley gets ousted from the U.S. House of Representatives and everyone, all the national media's comparing this Octavio Cortez to the Democratic or the socialist version of Dave Brat. I don't know. We should get Dave back on the program and find out how he feels about it. So much going on. I wanted to finish our Supreme Court special under Here Come to Judge with our friend Craig Richardson of EE Legal, EELegal.org, and so many great folks, Matt Hardin, Chris Horner, you know, unending amount of time. You guys are all practically co-hosts of this program, but there was an environmental ruling from the Supreme Court yesterday, Craig, and congratulations on it. Take us into it and welcome back to the program.
Great, Joe. Thanks again for having me. I appreciate it. I'll look forward to having a cup of coffee with you on our co-show, hosting show every morning.
Yeah, that's right. And we could do it live from the Red Herring in Lexington.
Yeah, right. I don't know, though. I think they'd probably throw me, you and I, out before we even step in the door. Well, actually, the case was at the federal district level in San Francisco. Your viewers, listeners may or may not have followed this, but there were frivolous lawsuits filed in a number of municipalities. Essentially, the plaintiffs, which were the typical suspects, the environmental front groups put up there by Steyer and Rockefeller and the other ones, this time they went after five large energy companies claiming that their product, fossil fuel, and the use thereof over the last 30, 40 years, and the fact that they knew that the science behind it was leading to cataclysmic climate change and sea rising, therefore they're liable and they should be held responsible, and that we should set up this, similar to the tobacco settlement of the 90s, there should be this huge slush fund that, of course, a third of it goes to the attorneys, and the municipalities themselves get a piece of it, and then, you know, you can't forget your good friends at the environmental group. So it essentially was what they've done that we exposed at the attorneys general level last couple of years. It was a complete shakedown effort to try to shake down five of the, you know, not top five, but five of the top 10 energy companies, and claim that they knew about global warming, they knew about sea level rise, and therefore they're liable.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge in San Francisco, federal district court judge, said basically what he said was this wasn't in our purview. In other words, the fossil fuels are, you know, are both benefit, and they also, this is an international issue, and really can't be deciding this at a local level. And so they kind of, it was a good ruling in that they punted and dismissed, you know, granted the defendant's motion dismissed, but it doesn't mean the issue's gone away. What they said was this is up to the Congress and the federal judiciary, mm-hmm, and the international community really to address. And what they came up with.
What does this do? I know the real red herring, our attorney general, had been for a while before Eric Schneiderman got caught up with what apparently is a disease that comes with the job of New York attorney general. I don't know the paint in that office or something. But
I don't know if you ever watched that HBO show Billions, but even the U.S. attorney there had the same issue. So it was kind of interesting. Life is rotating hard and vice versa.
Yeah, and we just had a lawyer in Roanoke get caught doing the same thing, the issue is this cabal of attorneys general that we're trying to lean on businesses saying we're going to file suit. How does this impact that little cabal of
that one, you know, thanks to a lot of the work that we did in CEI and other ones, you know, that essentially by the time we were all done with it, there was Al Gore and almost 20 attorneys general on the stage in a triumphant moment about how they're going to use RICO to stop the bad energy company, in this case ExxonMobil. And after our FOIAs and CEI's counterpunch, you know, there was only after about a year, there were only two of them left. And it was Schneiderman and the woman from my home state, Massachusetts, were the only two. Everybody else had just run for the hills because the thing became a political stink bomb because we exposed the whole thing for what it was, which was a collusionary effort launched by the Rockefeller Foundation in 2012. So that whole thing had been blown up. So what they ended up doing was taking the same strategy and then finding five or six lefty municipalities, two or three in California, one in New Orleans, I think Colorado and New York, And essentially, it's the same strategy, Joe. It's basically the same thing. It's claiming negligence. It's claiming, you know, Exxon knew. Same thing, you know, and I was around the 90s. Remember the tobacco wars? It was the same thing, you know, that, where they try to claim that the internal scientists at the Exxon, you know, and the other energy company knew about climate change, that they hid it from the people, and all of which is false. But my point in all of this is, you know, I first of all, it's a frivolous use of the legal system. But the bigger picture here, Joe, is that this is just the same kind of shakedown effort by a bunch of billionaires who are putting everybody at risk, because this isn't free money. If say they lost this case, for example, who do you think is going to be paying for these outrageous settlement amounts? I mean, we're talking about billions and billions, probably tens or hundreds of billions of dollars over time. You can take the tobacco settlement and put it on steroids,
yeah,
because that's how big this industry is. Who do you think's paying for that, Joe? You and I are paying for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You think these energy companies have an altruistic bone in their body? You think they're going to say, "Oh yeah, this was our fault. We should cover the cost here."
Well,
no,
but
they're going to give you the bar bill.
And unlike cigarette smoking, because back when I lived near Joe Crowley's district, and I just discovered he's a little bit up city from me, from Bayside where I was, but on the other side of Flushing. But when I was growing up there, I was a smoker. I was up to two packs a day. And the first time cigarettes hit $2 a pack, I'm like, I'm out of here. I struggled with that. But like unlike cigarettes, we just can't quit using energy. I mean, I look at the folks lining up at the convenience stores to pay $6 a pack for cigarettes with all the costs laid into that lawsuit, and I'm thinking, okay, you can vote with your wallet and say, I'm not paying $6 a pack of cigarettes, but we can't just quit using energy if that's what happens.
No, I mean, we are where we are in terms of our civilization because of energy, and you know, they want to make it sound like, you know, and I have a Ford Explorer, so if I'm a bad guy because I drive a Ford Explorer, but if you drive an SUV, you're a good guy. But it's much more than that. I mean, it impacts our health and our medical system. Everything, petroleum-based, everything relies on this energy and the products and the byproducts. You're absolutely right. This isn't just a habit of a pack of cigarettes. This is who we are and how we live in our current culture and what we've become accustomed to. And it's health, it's safety, it's transportation, it's communication, it's everything. And that's another thing. And that's what these guys, and this is the part that I'm getting a little frustrated. And I'm sick of these people. They've been exposed. Steyer, we know who he is. The Rockefellers have been playing games in the United States for over 100 years. Everything, public policy, the foreign policy, whatever you name it, all goes back to the Rockefellers. And it's time that these guys get exposed for who they are. And sadly, I come from a long line of conservationists in New England. These environmental groups, I can remember growing up, were, you know, the Sierra Club was a blue chip organization. They were trying to get people out into the park.
Right. And none of us want dirty water or defouled air or clear cut hillsides, you know, Craig. And that's the sad, you know, binary they try to put us in there. Craig Richardson, eelegal.org. Support it. Please help them out if you can. Supporting their effort. I hope this ruling gives us some help. I'll email the head of the FBI through his Gmail account.
Make sure you use a private server.
That's right. So, anyway, thank you, sir. God bless, and thanks for everything you guys do at eelegal.org.
Thanks, Joe. Anytime. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. We will continue on this. We should get Dave Brad on since his name keeps coming up in association with this. I just checked Mr. Crowley. He doesn't represent my old hometown or the president's old home. He's like Astoria and all that part of it. I used to great souvlaki and probably not there anymore either. But for now, we'll pack up our toys and head home tomorrow morning. More fun and frolic. Until then, while I figure out what it is we will do tomorrow morning, so long, and thanks for all the fish.